Kudvak, I would like to revisit issues of the past. This week, Rabbi Feld told me something B'Shem Rabbi Yoshev. I'm always weird to say anything over B'Shem Rabbi Yoshev, because usually whenever you represent Teshayat Rabbi Yoshev, you always say something else. So I haven't had yet that someone told me something B'Shem Rabbi Yoshev, we sent it to Rabbi Yoshev, and we got back that tshuva. So whatever I'm saying now is with a total disclaimer. But anyway, we have this problem that L'chayiv Mitzvah Tzedakah has to go to Aniyim, only to Aniyim, and Maisa also has to only go to Aniyim, Maisa Ksofen. So we want to know, what do you do when you give money to, let's say, yeshiva that's comprised of Aniyim and Ashirim, or you give money to organizations that's comprised of Aniyim and Ashirim, let's say Hatzalah. So it's a great thing, or you need Hatzalah, and the Aniyim definitely need Hatzalah. But, Baruch Hashem, there's the majority of the community are not Aniyim, so how could you use that money, that thing that you gave to Hatzalah, how could you use that towards your tzedakah, or at least a full amount how could you use towards tzedakah, if a lot of it is going to Ashirim, people who are not eligible for tzedakah. And on that, he said the following, allegedly he said the following, and he said like this, that the amount of the costs that the Aniyim need anyway, if there wouldn't be Ashirim, let's say BMG would have a policy of discrimination, they don't allow Ashirim in the building, only Aniyim in the building. That amount of money, that means the lights have to go on anyway, and the electricity and to heat the room has to do anyway, that amount of money, the cost that's involved to finance, to support, to provide for the Aniyim of the yeshiva, that's already considered tzedakah, even though the Ashirim are benefiting. It's ner lechad, ner lemeya. So if, let's say the electricity bill is $10,000, the entire $10,000 is considered tzedakah and eligible, it's considered going to Aniyim. Even though the Ashirim, maybe the roiv of the yeshiva might even be Ashirim. But since that's necessary anyway for the Aniyim, so Mameli could use that total amount for tzedakah, Hatzalah. How much, if we would have to create a Hatzalah organization only for the Aniyim of the city, we still need ambulances, we still need volunteers, we still need a dispatcher. We wouldn't need as many. Good. But the amount, that amount that you would need anyway, just for the Aniyim, that amount, whatever it is, 50, 60, 70% of the budget, that amount you could already use for tzedakah. What's more, that was disraba because we provide for Hashem as well, and Echnemi, that you can't take off. But the amount that you need anyway for the Aniyim, that's already considered tzedakah. Now, it's a chiddush because you could have said faket, the amount that you needed for the Ashirim and the Aniyim was only the Nerlech and the, and they shouldn't count at anything. Nothing's tzedakah except for the kollel check. No, he says that if that's what you need to provide for the Aniyim, then that's already good enough. So again, it might not get you the whole amount because the paper towels, every usher goes to the bathroom, the toilet, the water, everything is an extra expense, but at least it'll get you for the majority, ruba de ruba of the expenses of the yeshiva are for either directly for Aniyim or Aniyim related, that is the electricity or whatever it is that's to provide for the Aniyim, and that you could count for your tzedakah. How are you going to know the exact number? I don't know. But at least you could count that. You can make a hashara that you could count for tzedakah. Now, if you're saying that already, again, I don't take any responsibility on that vote, but if you're saying that already, then let's take it to the next step, maybe. That if we're looking at tzedakah, that anything that's for the benefit of Aniyim is already considered tzedakah, even though the Ashirim are being nene as well, then one could argue that the entire BMG is for Aniyim. Because even the Ashirim that learn there gives it the Ruach Torah it's provided. The Aniyim would rather learn in the yeshiva that the Ashirim are around as well, not just to have a small yeshiva just with Aniyim. Right, so it's to help. If you have a yeshiva only for Aniyim, maybe no one would want to come anyway. They'd look funny. So, but Lamai says you need the yeshiva to provide for Aniyim and Ashirim, and it's L'toivas the Aniyim that the Ashirim are there. When I say Ashirim, I don't mean Ashirim; it just means someone who's not a nani. But it's for their Ta'elis that there are other people in the room learning as well. Memeila, one could argue if you take that vart and we could take it all the way, that in the entire amount to BMG would be considered now tzedakah l'aniyim. Maybe this is a limitzchos because everything is really needed ultimately l'tevis of the aniyim. It's needed for l'tevis Ashirim too, but since it's near l'tevis aniyim, I could count that for tzedakah. Now for Hatzalah, it won't work the full amount, but Hatzalah you'll get whatever the basic budget would be required for the aniyim. Memela, anything above that, you're right, you can't take, but the basic budget you'd be able to take, which is probably the bulk of it, because to set up such an organization, even for half the community or a third of the community, still needs a lot of money and ambulances and maintenance and whatever. Okay, so now we want to try to take Hatzalah to the next step, but I have a problem. To say that in Hatzalah, you can make the organization to say, let's say it's, I had a svara that it's illegal to discriminate, right? If you get a call, you're going to have to respond to that call. So to say that I can set up hatzol only for aniyim and not for eshiyim is impossible. So mamela, I need the entire organization, right? So I thought of that svara. But it's pashut adichoy, that doesn't pass, because it doesn't say anywhere, I don't know, you can correct me if I'm wrong, it doesn't say anywhere that I'm not allowed to discriminate in my charges. It means I'm really, my charges to every call that Hatzolah goes on, they could have a policy, they charge $250 the call. That's the charge. If you happen to be an Oni, they'll waive the charge. But be sorry, this is the charge to every single person. So you're right, they'll have to answer the call, but they can answer the call like every other EMT answers a call and charge you for it. So now you can't use, just because they want to be Nadivas Libam, how they set up the organization, they're not charging for their calls, doesn't give me a right to now give money to them and say, oh, everything's at stock. It's not. There's a chelik of it le'aniyim, but that chelik le'ashim, let those people pay for the call.
A bocher is son of a shulchan ogre. Is he not considered an oni because his father has money?
And that's Shaila in the place, come why? But where you headed with this?
All of them are sort of like that.
But what are you going to do? Okay, but what are you going to do with the 2,000 Yingalite?
What?
We're going to do with, okay, so now we got 1,000 Bokrim, okay, put aside. Now what are you going to do with the other 2,000 Yingalite in BMG? They provide for themselves. So let's say a quarter of them are aniyim. Let's say half of them are aniyim. But there's still many Yungalite who don't take a kailo check. There's many Yungalite who are not considered aniyim, who learn there. Now we could argue, you know, if those 1,000 Ashirim wouldn't be learning in BMJ, BMJ wouldn't need 7 Batim Midrashim. They could have, you know, be fine with 4 or 3. Yeah, but it could be, we can stretch and say it's all the Tevis Aniyim, because it's you know, it's Kvayit Shemaim, it's a beautiful Natair, it's that everyone's learning. You can have so many different, you walk into Beis Eliyahu, you can learn anything from Brachas Tuks and any Zman you want, and that's only because of the numbers that are there. If the numbers would be cut in half, you wouldn't have as many Chaburis, it wouldn't be so Gishmak for the Aniyim to learn there. And Mamela, so we could argue it's Kol HaTevis Aniyim. By the way, I don't, when I say this, I don't mean that I hold like this. I'm just saying that if this is true, that they say B'Shem Rabbi Yashiv, then we could stretch it to the next step. I take no responsibility. All right. What do you say?
I use my house, buy money once in a while. I need a house, have money to take out once in a while. You take my mortgage off also?
I hear the Shaila. I don't have the Shaila. No, I'll tell you the slight chilek between this and that. The chilek is that if you wouldn't need the house for yourself, you're not going to buy a house just for a name. Right, but BMG, we would have a yeshiva, even if it only is comprised of aniyim. We would set up that yeshiva, and likely we would set up a hatzolah organization, even just for aniyim. So the fact that Hashim are benefiting as well, that's ner lech and ner lameya. I don't take any responsibility on the vod. I hold it. I'm just, you know, the oilam is tumbling. That what's going to be with all that stock? What's going to be in Pukhazim Ahmad Abad? What's going to be any type of even stretched limits chus that I could hear, I'll definitely try to share with the Eilam. What? Who? I shut my tape, yeah.
Let's say that Atala, whatever you need to be set up. So when I give a check to Atala, can I say, I want this to be for the need?
I don't know, Yesh Brer, I don't know if you could, every organization, everyone wants to know, could I just give money to an organization and say this is only going to the Aniyim or only going to the Leim Dei Torah part of the organization? Right? My Sekzofen, we're trying to maximize my Sekzofen to Leim Dei Torah, so we say it's only going to Leim Dei Torah. I don't have a clear riot to that, if that works. All right, another thing I want to revisit in Sif Beis, it says, Lo'ilam lo'yim na'odim atzmei pokas mishlishas ha'shek ha'lushano v'nosim pokas mizeh lo'kim mitzvah tzedakah. And Moshe Geller asked, what's the chilum between Sif Beis that says lo'kim mitzvah tzedakah and Sif Gimel says hifzat tzchusah? It sounds like two different shirim. And I said that I assumed that even if you give less than shlishis hashekel, you still have a chelik. You kamekayim the mitzvah tzedakah chatishi. You just didn't get the whole mitzvah tzedakah. There was something. It's not like it was worth nothing. Even though the lashon lakim mitzvah tzedakah, it means you weren't mekayim the ganze mitzvah tzedakah. I saw that there's a chubis maim amukim. He's a kadmin in the Chelik Beis in Simen Nun Gimel. He suggests, one of his pratim is, but he suggests a pshat is lokim mitzvah tzedakah, lokim mitzvah tzedakah klal. If you don't give shlishes hashekel, then it's zero. He says that's loshen lokim mitzvah tzedakah mashva, it's nothing. That's how he touches up the Rambam, which is the Shulchan Aruch of lokim mitzvah tzedakah, which is a chiddush. All right,
but
in the whole year, you got over the year to give a shlishes hashekel. I guess at the end, I hear you. We're going to have rise, lechayer, whatever problem. We'll see tonight, mitzvashem, that lechayer, it's shtickle problematic. But prad, the din of shlishes ashekel is probably only the rabbonin. I say probably, but it's learned out really from a pasuk that they learn out a novi that they gave shlishes hashekel to bedek habayis. And we learn now, kosher came let's talk. You have a chiv to give shlishes hashekel l'shana, but it's a medivrei neviim. It's not in the Torah, and the pashas it's only drama. There's a kiryat seif over here who suggests that maybe it's a gilui and it's really midaraisa. But pashas it's only the roan. So it's well, midaraisa was mekayim and el chachamim wa'oikur the mitzvah tzedok unless I give shlishes hashekel. Okay, whatever. Anyway, let's learn. We're up to sif dalid. There's a lot to say. There's a lot of geshmak halakas. Let's see. Let's try to have a siyata to try to take it apart. All right. If an ani comes to you and asks for tzedakah, ve'ein loy ma'yitin loy, and you don't have what to give him, if you have what to give him, of course you have to give him. But if you don't have what to give him, lo yigaboy, don't get angry at him. Ve'agbi'a koyler love and scream, berate him. Elo yifaisenu bedvarim. If you have no money, at least chach do that. Yifaisenu bedvarim. V'yira liboy hatoiv shiritzayin elitin loy. Elashen yodam asekes. Show him that you really want. Just you just don't. You can't afford, or you don't have money to give him. But you mafais him. Don't worry. It'll be good. You try to help him in other ways. And gemil chasadim b'maisa rather than b'momen. If you look in the goyin and sifkat and zayin, the goyin says, "Where's this learned out? This din appears." He says, It's kibiglala dova ama litain venosin. If a person said he would give, he pledged money and he gave, noisin lo iskar amira uskar maisa. He gets a double skar. He gets a skar for the pledge and a skar for the actual nesina. Loi ama litain veloi ama lachem tenu avosakloi bedvarim toivim. But he was misfaisim bedvarim toivim menainch noisin lo iskar akak. How do you know that he gets skar even for the peace? He tried to help out the oni and console him. Tamalemiki beglal hadava zei verechachav akulo. Beglal hadava, even for a dava, even for the kind words, the sympathetic words that you tell the ani, that's also beglal of the dava zei verechachav netzabracha. So you see that there's an Indian minatoyer to be mefaisim bedvarim. So if you can't be mekayim the mitzvah zelka with mamon, chach do a bedvarim and be mefaisim and make sure that he's okay. That's the all right. Zakter Rama. Va'asa lahachzi ha'ani hashoy reikam. It is forbidden, if an ani comes to you, it is forbidden not to leave him alone. It's also, you have to give him chach something. I feel even if you give him one gregris, that's enough. Shenema, al yoshev dach nichloim. It's a pasuk, I believe, in Tillim. Al yoshev dach nichloim, you cannot send him away, nichloim, embarrassed. You have to give him something. If you're going to slam the door in his face, you're going to say, no, I'm not giving anything. He's going to be upset, he's going to be hurt. Especially aniim are generally more sensitive. The zikun going to be hurt, so therefore you have to give him chach something. The same thing. You can have the same thing. That's a yoshev dachniklam. If someone requests money from you, and you,
I don't want to give him. And I don't even know the guy's Jewish.
Okay, that's something else. We're going to get to that at a different time. But let's just first focus on this halakha. So there are really three different nekudas that we have to focus on here. First is etzem vart. Vart says that you're not allowed to send on your way empty-handed. You got to give him something. Afilu ra gregris achas. Now, what's a gregris? How much is a gregris? So, Chaim Kinievsky, Bikiyusoi, he's marshals a sifri. That the sifri says a gregris is 1/100th of an iser. Now, we know that there are 8 prutas in an iser. So, kumtais, and this is only 1/100th of an iser. So, kumtais, a gregris is 1/12th of a pruta, of a shavar pruta. It's kamat nothing. You're giving him kamat nothing, but that's enough to be mekayim this din, and not that you can't let him go reikam, la'aksa honi reikam. It's enough to give 1/12th of a shavar pruta. Now, if you bring it to today's days, shavar pruta today is, let's say, 2/3 or 3/4 of a penny, so you can give him 1/10th or 1/12th, whatever, 1/12th of that. We're talking about nothing. But you have to give him clutch something, and that's already enough.
You shouldn't be embarrassing if I give you guys.
No. All right, so today we have grace asaka, so in a konami, if the ani is going to be upset if you give him less than a quarter or less than a dollar, you might have a different problem on your hands. But be aside, you makind this with anything you give him, even a gregor zachas. Now, once on this, vice says from here, at least for this, you see that you don't even need a shavar pruta. Kumtois, it sounds like you could be mekayim mitzvah tzedaka even with less than the shavar pruta. You don't need a nesina of a shavar pruta. We know in Kol HaTorah Kula, Anything less than Shavuot is nothing, is negligible, is not considered mamon. But you see for tzedakah, you see a raya from here that you've been kaim and mitzvah tzedakah, even less than Shavuot. Even though l'chayra you can't buy anything. Over the year, good, but at least in the Nesina, if you have a chiv now of mitzvah, you have a chiv now to give a ma'isa tzedakah, you mean kaim that, even with less than the Shavuot prutim. Let me flesh this out a little and I'll take questions. So the Beis Yitzchak brings this raya, that you see from here, the Mekayim it even less than the Shavuot Pruta, and the Maria Asad brings this raya as well. And the Beis Yitzchak suggests maybe we can get out of it, and that it's chalak how you give it. If you give him in food, you give him something, you give him a gregers, he has something, so that's even less than Shavuot Pruta. But if you want to give him money, anything less than the Shavuot Pruta is not money, Memela, you have to give him Chacha Pruta. Less than Shavuot Pruta is not going to work. But then he says he has a raya from the he has a few rayas. All the achrenim, they have different rayas. I'll combine all the rayas. They have a bunch of rayas, the Maril Diskin, the Maria Asad, and Beis Yitzchak, that you makayim a mitzvah tzedak even paksim shavar pruta. The first is that there's a mishnah that lists all the dinim for a shavar pruta, all the dinim that it's chalak paksim shavar pruta and shavar pruta, and tzedak is not one of them. It's mashma that even paksim shavar pruta. Another raya brings is that there's a gemar in shvuah, so that if a person makes a shvuah that he's going to give tzedakah, the shvu is not chal because he's a mushpa vaymid mehar Sinai. So he said, what's the Gemara saying? Maybe it's talking about he promised, made a shvu that he's going to give paksim shavar pruta, and that it would be chal. Because the Gemara says, the akok has to be that you promise to give money to an usher, not a nani. Because by a nani, it's mushpa vaymid mehar Sinai. Dr. Maria Asad, what do you mean? Maybe it's talking about that you, hechatim says, when you promise to give a nani paksim shavar pruta. Elamai, you see that even a paksim shavar pruta to a nani, you mekayim mitzvah tzedakah. They bring another ayah from the Shach. The Shach we mentioned last week says that you can give Sheni v'chemishi in the base of Knesset. They go around twice a week. Sheni v'chemishi, the Gabit Tzedakah, to collect money. And the small amounts that you give, over the year, you'll make Shlishas HaShekel. So you see that you're giving nothing over each time. You're giving nothing, and nevertheless, you make a mitzvah tzedakah, even though it's Pakas Meshavar Bruta. Now, the problem with that, Rai, is because Shlishas HaShekel is 256 prutas, and they go around Sheni v'chemishi twice a week, 52 times, make it an Ivayo, we'll make it 54 times, but it's 108 times max, so and it's Reish Nun Dvar Pruta, so it sounds like you're giving at least two Prutas each time. So I don't know where they have a Rai from the Shach. They have, but kids said they have a bunch of Rais, and at the end of the day they say that the Gzeris HaKos and Nosim Titin, a double Lashon, that it's a Ribi Acharibi to tell me that even a small Nesina, even a Nesina Pokas Meshavar Pruta, Mekayma Mitzvah Tzedakah. So la halacha, we hold that even Paksim Shavuot Pruta is mekayim a mitzvah tzedakah. All right, hopefully maybe I'll revisit this issue shortly. But that's one issue. That's from what you see from Gregor Zakas.
What about Matanis of Yon? Doesn't it say over there that you have to give at least some Shavuot Pruta?
That could be a different in Matanis. Let's talk about tzedakah, Deval. All right, but it could be a different halakha. Another issue I want to delve on, is, and this is a very difficult concept, and I spent a lot of time digging and going through tshuvas, and it's unfortunate I didn't see anyone who addresses the shaila directly, and I think it's a posh of the shaila. The Ramos says, Shenema al yoshev dach nichlam. If an oni comes and approaches you and puts his hand out, he requests for tzedakah, you cannot turn him down empty-handed because of a pasuk in Tehillim, al yoshev dach nichlam. What happened to all the mitzvahs asayis and all the mitzvahs leis asayis? At the beginning of Reish Mem Zayin, we have a bunch of mitzvahs asayis. There's leis amet and leis sikboitz and ayera, a bunch of leis asayis. There's pasayak tiftak. There's exact way. We have mitzvahs and mitzvahs and mitzvahs daraisa, and the only thing the Ramah could find, which is called the Lashon Rambam, is ayoshev dach nichlam. What is going on? Well, if you don't have any money yourself, you're telling me that you're going to have this Ayosha Dach Niklam? If you don't have money, so then Pasha, you won't have Ayosha Dach Niklam either. You tell Donnie, I'm an Oni more than you. What's he going to say? And forget, you put your hand out to him and let him give you. I mean, we're talking about not just by someone who's part of him, it's Tzedakah. So what's going on? So I saw...
It's the Ramos going on the Mechaba. Mechaba says he doesn't have anything. The Ramos saying, Apple Pekin, Basa.
Aha, you mean it's talking about a person who bets him has money? Yeah, wait, one second. Yeah, well, I want to know. So good. Let's say he has no liquid, he has no cash on hand, but he has this Gregorius, right? So out the mitzvah tzedakah midaraisa, you're not mechuyev to give that Gregorius? It's only if you have money. If you only have liquid cash, but shavah kesef, you don't have to give to a nani. If you're wearing a watch, I mean, I have this problem all the time. An nani approaches you and you You have nothing on you. You left your wallet at home. You don't have a watch? Okay. You can't give him your watch? You can't give him a shavuot? Okay, you can't give him anything? Oh, yeah. Okay, good. We're going to discuss it. Okay. So, midaraisi, you have to give this Gregris. Why not?
Anything?
You need that Gregris?
Yes.
Oh, so then you wouldn't have the Al Yashadak Neklamina.
Maybe
you want to tell the Ani, this is my last Gregris. Faket, you put a yin down to the Ani, let him give you tzedakah. Right? It's talking about, obviously, you have a lot, you don't have it in cash, you have a lot of food or whatever it is, shava kesef, and it says you can give kocha Gregris Akas Al Yashadak Neklam. What is going on?
So I thought. Shekel,
if you don't have anything
but the
Gregris, you still
can give the
Gregris,
right? If that's the only thing you can give the
shlishis
to Shekel, and
they
have the only Gregris, you have to give it or not?
When you're
Mekayim, didn't shlishis
to Shekel,
it's
a Gregris, Shavu Kesef is good enough. Is that what you're saying?
No, I'm saying you mechuyev to give it, even though you potter b'etzem
stuff. Why you potter?
Because you're an oni yourself. All you have is a Gregris.
But you already gave shlishis to Shekel?
No, you didn't give shlishis.
If you didn't give shlishis to Shekel, then even oni is mechuyev to give shlishis to Shekel.
That's what he's saying, that the din of al yoshim darkness. Saying
the same thing. Yeah, but I won't need Yasha Daklam. Whatever did.
Anyway.
So that's whatever did Midaraisa that an Ani has to give anyway, which is also Pashas Midaraisa. Kirat Sefer says Pashas, it's Midaraisa. He's Mesupik in Perek Tes. But over here in Perek Zayin, he's Mashat, it's Daraisa. If it's Daraisa, so you can invite to have a Daraisa. Why do you need to come on to Ayosh of Daklam? So I saw God that the Afraksa Danya, it's a Chuvah Sefer, recently came out. So Teichat Varim. I don't know, he says like the Rambam was Maisav also Pasuk in Tehillim. Like, it sounds like he was Shukabah, I don't know what the Teretz was. But what happened to all the mitzvahs deraisa? We didn't you divide Lakram, I mean, and Navi is very nice, but what happened to all the mitzvahs Aseiz and Leisa says? What's going on? So, Baruch Hashem, I saw yesterday a Shvili David. I was digging a lot. I saw yesterday a Shvili David. Because it's a Yisrael, what's going on here? A person asked you for money, are you Mechuyiv Mederaisa to give him? Or could you decide, I'm a person, I will be giving tzedakah, I don't want to give to you, I want to give to other person. We have Maisa, there's such a concept of Tovus Hanor by Maisa. I'm allowed to give it to any Kohen or Levi I want to give it to. Maisa Ani, right? I can give it to whoever I want. Okay, Lekka Shekapeh is different, but any Maisa I can give to whoever I want. I want to know, mitzvah tzedakah, do I have a right? Do I have a right to take this money and give it to anyone I want? And I don't have to give it to you. If a nani will approach me, I'll tell him, jump in the lake. Maybe I shouldn't say that because Ataka Yashav Dach Nichlam. But be said, it's my mitzvah tzedakah. I don't have to give him. I can give it to a different nani. I've had to have mechiv to give 20% or 10%. I'll make sure at the end of the year to give my 20% to a different nani, but not to this nani. I don't want to give to this nani. Do I have a right to do that? So I saw the Shvili David. L'chayra is bothered by this kasha. L'chayra. Where does it say that? It says that? Lois amitz or lois siklus? That's if I want. It means I'm. Okay, I hear. So you're teaching on the pasuk means lois amitz means I have to give to every single ani who comes my way. I hear. So Grada, when I discussed this with a Talmud Chacham recently, and he tells me, Mamish Dizvad, he tells me, no, you taka don't have to. That's taka pshatner amma. Because it's only a passing in Tilim, you don't have to give to any. As long as you know at the end of the year you're giving a 10, 20%, you're fine, no problem, clear conscience. It's only Ayyashadak Nikam. So if you're Mephaisim Bedvarim, or you have other ways to do it, it's also good, no problem. So I have a problem. I asked him, I had a few kashas, but I'll share one of them with you, as I think it's Fakir from a Gemara. The Gemara says like this. The Gemara I just mentioned before. The Gemara in Shavuos Kafei Amud Aleph says, I'm desperate. If anyone has any rights, Adrab, please share them. But the Gemara in Shavuos says like this. If a person makes a shvu that he will give somebody money, the Gemara says that if he meant an ani, it's ain't true. Chalolov, because Kramushba Vayimid Narasina, he already has a chiv with the rights to give this ani money. So Memela, his shvu that he's going to give the ani is not going to help. It's not chal. That's the Gemara. Comes along the Rashi, you can look it up in Shavuos Kafei Amud Aleph. The Rashi brings down from the Chachmei Tzafasim that what's the Gemara talking about? We know that if I could be Mekayim, my Shavuot somewhere else, let's say I'll make if I can Mekayim my Mitzvah Deraisa somewhere else, then Avada Shavuot will be Chal. Let's say you'll have a Mitzvah Deraisa that's more Klolius, and it's up to me to decide how to be Mekayim this Mitzvah Deraisa. And I make a Shavuot, I want to do it this way. The Shavuot will be Chal. Because Midaraisa, I could do it a bunch of different ways, but I'm making sure I want to do it this way. So, Frekter Ashba, so too, I can be Mekayim my Mitzvah Tzedakah any which way I want. I can give it to other Aniim. So if I made a shua, I'm going to give to Pliny the Ani, this Shlepa, this guy, this Nebuch, this Nitzrok, if I'm going to give it to him, if that was my shua, how did my shua should become? So what's in the Gemara? How could the Gemara say that my shua is nachal when I said I'm going to give to this ani? If I have my derais, also my mitzvah stock, I can give to any ani I want. And for the Rashba, b'shem l'chak mitzvah, it's talking about with the ani requested. The ani came over to you and he asked for money. Since he asked for money, now you're mechuyiv midiraisa to give this ani. So if you're going to make a shvua to give this ani, ain't shvua chal, because kvar mushva v'ayim d'mar sinai. I say, Dr. Rashba. What I see from the Rashba is that if an ani asks for money, I have a chiv midiraisa to give him tzedakah, because I would not have a chiv midiraisa. If I only have a chiv, let's say, midirabana, I have a chiv, let's say, from Tehillim, a nice thing, then a shvua would be chal, a shvua is chal. So what's the Rashba saying? Alakok, the Rashba must be saying that midiraisa, if an ani asks me for money, I have to give it. And it's not enough to say, well, I'll give my 10-20% to a different aniyim. I have a chiv to give chach something to this ani. My mail and my shul is not come. I hear. All right. Because that's a good teretz, because the halacha is takah. The teretz is later on, it says they have to be boydik. You have to be baidik the aniyim, and here you don't have a din to be baidik on Purim. But anyway, Lamai says, I have a full shirai lachor from the Rashba that you have a chiv. I also found, what? To give an ani something. Now, granted, the Rashba in his... Well, I don't know how much you promised to give, but granted, you should know you're mechavan to Rashba. The Rashba goes on. It's really in Tolian later on, but the Rashba says you have a chiv to give an ani just to kedei sudo, kedei lino. Mamela, if you promise to give the ani more than kedei lino, kedei sudo, and a kanami, the shvur utaka bichal. And the Rashba, you have to give kedei sudo, kedei lino. We'll learn in Yad Hashem in the next, I think it's in Reish Nun, Reish Nun Aleph, talks about the shirim of. Yeah, it's Reish Nun Sevdalet. Okay, we'll get to it Yetz Hashem later. But anyway, but what I see from the Rashba is that you have a chiv and a raisa to give an ani. I found the tshuva is Maim Amukim. This tshuva Maim Amukim, Chelek Beis and Gimel, major story. They there was a cheirim in the Kehillah on people that they had to give a certain amount of money to tzedakah, and they were trying to undo the cheirim. Whatever, it's a messy situation. But B'teichet the tshuva, he says, he goes into Arikas to clear. Are you mechuyif to give an ani? If an ani asks you for tzedakah, are you mechuyif to give him? Or do you have a right to say, I'm going to give to a different ani? We know that there's a concept of kfir. We learned before that bezin's kfir for a person to give mitzvah, to give tzedakah. That might be only for a person who refuses to give any tzedakah. But if the person's giving tzedakah, just he wants to pick and choose which ani he wants to give, maybe he has a right to pick and choose. And he brings kama v'kamarayis from Rambam's and Chuvas Rabbeinu Ephraim and Rashba, kama v'kamarayis, that it tevis anoz, the bailam, he could do whatever he wants. He can give to any ani he wants. Which Lachayr, which to him, with this Chacham Echad, and I went to him, I told him, like, you know, you have this Raya Lachayr from Maim Amokim. But at the end of the tshuva, afterwards, he brings these halakas in Reish Mem Tes, not from Reish Mem Tes, but he brings these halakas, and he says the following, he says, all my rayas, if you look in all my rayas are only legabi the sheer day maksayroi, the big shear that you have to provide him his entire need, his entire, he's a nitzok, whatever is chasalai, that amount of money is totally in teves hano, and you can pick and choose which ani you want to provide berafchas. But the minimal amount to give to every single ani, he said, you'll see, none of my rayas address that, and could be that avadi yimukhuif to give every single ani such something. It's only the extra, the day maksayrei, that you could pick and choose to which ani you want. But if a guy asks you for money, ani asks you for money, avad, you're going to have to give him chach something. That's how he ends off the negay to this issue. So again, my member can close the shayla, but l'chayr, the way he's mitzayim, he's mitzadeh, that avad, you do have a chiv to give every ani. Yesh Ladim Bezer, because it could come out from different psukim. Day Maksayi might come out from Day Maksayi or Vechzakta by different issues, and the other psukim, let's say Pesachiv, the Nasan Tite, and all these, maybe that's just the bare minimum. Or Lisa Amets. If I gave him something, I wasn't emot. I was like sick boys is yadkot. I gave him something, I wasn't able to sick boys. I gave him something. The big share of Day Maksayi, the amount that he needs, mamish, to put him back on his feet fully, that amount I can pick and choose which ani. But the minimal share of I have to give to every ani.
Correct.
So over here, if we're talking about an ani and a chayr that has plenty of other sources, you should be satisfied. As opposed to...
If If Ani has other source, we already said, Yinam Mechuv Dei Maksari anyway. That's going to be learned in Reish Nunim Yetz Hashem. So we're only talking about the basic minimum. But at least from the end of the Maimon Mukim, he's Mitzadeh, maybe he's Mitzadeh, but he's Mitzadeh, and what I think is a Mefurish Rashba that you Mechuv to give every single Ani, Midaraisa. So back to the question, what's going on? Why does the Ramah say, or Ramam say, only from Yoshev Dach Niklam, which is only a Pasuk in Tehillim? So on that I saw a Shvili David yesterday, who L'Chari is bothered by this Kasha, and to fan for the L'Chari, he just says two, three lines, but L'Chari, this is what he means to say. He says that the Ramah is talking about we already gave Maisa. So since you already gave Maisa, so you don't have a Chiv of Tzedakah, because we saw that the Midah Beinonis is Maisa. If you're Mitzvah and a Mufka, still give a Chaymish. But Midah Beinonis is Maisa. Once you already gave Maisa, so now you don't have the Chiv of Midah Reis anymore. And the Inyan, to give him Chach something to every single Ani, is only from the Takam Pasuk and Tilim of Yashav Dach Niklam.
And for that he says, God, that you can be Mekayim with Ahava. As long as you don't embarrass him, so you help him out in other ways. If you want to give him Ahava, that's also good. You can save your Gregors. You can give him Ahava, that's also fine.
Why didn't the Rashi say in that case of
Demaiser? Why didn't the
Rashi?
Oh, say in the Pshat in the Gemara. I hear, why didn't the Gemara say? I hear. Well, right, if it's a good Kash, if you hear that, then you'll see all the oil lined up here. Might all be Shreya. Okay. But could be the Gemara talking about a regular case, just like the Moshe of the Rashba. Yes, why don't you say you're talking about you promised him more than Alina Akas, right? So obviously we're talking about we wanted to get the Nesina, even for a little Nesina. So it's also maybe talking about a regular person. What, didn't give Maisa yet. So Mamelo, that's where Kvar Mushbo Vei Me'ar Sinai. Okay, but it's a good Shailo. That's the Shvili David. I was digging further. I found a Rishon Litzion. The Rishon Litzion is the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh. In Reish Mem Zayin, he says the following. He says, he also doesn't address the Shaila per se, how to fit in the Ramah, but he's stopped discussing as a psicha and to Hilchus Tzedakah. He talks about all the mitzvahs and all the different dinim and chiyuvim, and he says the following. He says, the gam kishinosen share maisa, even if a person already gave his full maisa amount, yech mitzvahs asay midaraisa nosen titain, and you also have a loisa asay de loyera levavcha, because loyera levavcha was set on nosen titain, and from nosen titain we learned that even if you already gave, you got to give more and more and more. So he says, even if you're ready, makayim, you share maisa, you have a mitzah de araisa, and a lav de araisa of loyera levavcha. Lagabi the lav de araisa of loisa ametz is levavcha, he's musopik. The stapakti, since you already gave the shir maisa already, maybe you don't have a loisa ametz. You don't have an imut slave if you already gave beautifully already 10%. But I'll submit it, I say the raisa nosen titen and loyera levavcha, avadi you will be over. So according to the Rishon Litzion, it's already now with the raisa. So I don't know what the eitz is going to be. I also found a truvusar of Moshe. You could look it up. You don't have to trust me. And Evan Ezra Chelik Gimel Mem Gimel. It's buried in the truth, has nothing to do with stock really, but you know, he brings like rayas, and one of his rayas is from here, and over there he names on for mistavra. He talks about that when a person asks for you, you have a mitzvah lois asay of lois amit and a mitzvah zasei, and then he says mistavra, his lashon is mistavra de afki shekvan nosen maisa chayiv. And if you look in the truth, mashmi, he holds that even lois amit he'd be chayiv. So Moshe doesn't bring any raya, but Batei Chedvarim, he held that even if a person already gave his maisa, he still has a mitzvah of the raisa, and loisa says the raisa if a person requests for tzedakah. So what's going to do with this Ramah, I don't have an eitzah for. My only suggestion I have, which is mustama, not a good suggestion, is that Ramosha and the Rishon Litzion were only talking about if you already gave a chaymish. You already gave maisa, but if you already gave a chaymish, which is 20%, which already we have a takona, yevaze is yesim mechaymish, and that's a patur already. After that, you don't have to give tzedakah. Maybe they'd be moida that if a person already gave 20%, he no longer has a mitzvah deraisas of lav and uaseis of giving tzedakah. And memeila, but he'll still have this ayosh of dach niklam, he'll still be nageya. So if a person already gave his chaymish, that's when it's nageya, this ayosh of dach niklam. Pashas, the Rishon Litzion brings the right from Nosen Titen and Pashas. It's not like that, because Mashmo, he holds it even more than a Chemish. But at least, we end up at the end of the day, and no one really, you know, really tackles it, maybe it's Shili David, but at the end of the day it's a Sugya Mavucha. It's not Klar. Are you over the Rises? At what point? From the Maimon Mukim, he was Mesupik, and at the end, he's Mashma that you do have a Chiv. The Shvili David says it caps out. Once you gave Maisa, you don't have a Chiv any more than that. And Ramosh and the Rishon Litzion are Mefurish that Yizik have mitzvahs aseis and loisas as deraisa. Which ones may be a shaila? Because zikha have mitzvahs aseis and loisas deraisa. Even if you already gave ma'isa to give every single ani, and why it says that yoshodach niklam needs a hezma. All right. Another Indian I want to go into. is people have asked me what to do. You're in the middle of learning with your kids or whatever it is, and the door doesn't stop. You're constantly being knocked on the door. Do you have a chiyuv right now to stop and go into the door and provide for these aniyim? A shomer? Okay, we're going to discuss Eitzik Mitzvah. That's all I don't want to get into. Eitzik Mitzvah, I see the time is short, so you know what? I might hold off on this shaila. Let me discuss a different Indian, which might be more related, and then if we have time, we'll go into this Indian. What, when you have tzedakah letters, tzedakah letters come by the dozen every single day. You have to have a paper reduction act for this. We keep on getting tzedakah letters and tzedakah letters. Do you have a chiv right now to respond to every single tzedakah letter or not? Okay, so this shaila really, the Ben Moshe had this shaila. The Deborah Tzina, and what was the shaila? The way he had the shaila, I'll say over his shaila was, is that we know for the lavim, the Raman says in Reish Mem Zayin, it's mashma like that also, that for the lavim of Leis Hametz and Leis Sikpoitz, you only oy for these lavim if the ani requests the tzedakah. If he doesn't request the tzedakah, then you're not oy for these lavim. The assay you will have. I mean, if you know about the anim, you'll be oy for the assay. But to be over alive, he has to actually request from you, or request to Shailin the Paiskam, he has to request in front of you, or request directly from you, or he has to be Lafon of Chach. There are different daggers. But let's say you know there's an Oni who lives around the block. You know that there's an Oni, but he didn't request of you for Tztaka. You will not be over these Lavin. Maybe you'll have the Aseis, but you will not be over the Lavin. The Aseis Taka, if you know about a name, you have to be Mefarnes a name. But the Lavin, you wouldn't be over. So his Shaila was, if someone sends you a Tztaka letter, do you have a Chiv Midaraisa? Are you over a Lav if you don't respond to the Tztaka letter? Is that considered a request? Or no, he didn't request from me. He sent me a letter. He didn't request it orally. It was only Biksav. Maybe I don't have to respond to these letters. That was his Shaila. And he held that even if request, Biksav is also considered a request, and you're over alive of Leisikpoitz and Leisamates on every single tzedakah letter. That's what he said. Now, he just is maisif that if you have other eitzes, that means, let's say the tzedakah letter might not be legit, if you have reasons why it's not legit, so then we'll go into other inyan, which hopefully we'll discuss later, that you might not have to give the ani. But if he says it's signed by a rav, a respectable rav that you know of, he holds and he says that that's what kachani noyig. He says that I respond to every single tzedakah letter.
It's just the rav writing it. The rav writes. Rav writes me.
I'm just telling you what he. Yes, if you well. At least let's say the Rav has a hamlotz. Let's say he has a hamlotz from the Rav. We'll take it to the easiest step. The Oni requests from me tzedakah, and he has a hamlotz from a Rav. If the letter is coming from a Gabbai tzedakah, that's a different makhlekes apaiskim. Could a Gabbai tzedakah make a tviya on behalf of aniyim? It's a shaila. It's a Kol Eliyahu who says a Gabbai tzedakah could, and that's also considered a tviya, a request. But his shaila just was, and he says he responds to every single respectable request that is a chash of a Rav signed on it that he can trust. He responds to those letters. That's what he says.
Even if it's a mass mail.
Correct.
They don't even know it's coming to me.
Yeah, this is a request. It's a request to all the 10,000 people on the mass mailing address list. And so you made this now. I should say, what? Okay, one second. Let me just flesh out. I'm running out of time because I have a lot to discuss still. Let's say, that's sure, Lani is dieted, that you're not over the Ramah. It means, Ayoshev Dach Nichlam, if your God gives you a mass mailing, it doesn't know who you are, when you are, doesn't know if you respond, you don't respond, especially if there's a Gabbai Be'emtza, he doesn't know any, he's not going to be hurt if you don't respond. I don't think you're going to be over this Ramah. I'm talking about Mitzvah Deraisa, Mitzvah Loisase, and I say, Ayoven. And he only addresses the Loisase, and he holds that Yoven Loisase even on a request. So, like him, if you take him, and we now said, we established that Pasha said, even if you already gave your Shir Maisa, you still have assays and loisases on every single request. So now you're going to have a problem. You have to now sit down every single letter and respond to. So I would like to just give a few, we call it limus kusum, a few heterim, which probably will take care of 99% of the letters. First is what Eilam was talking about, is that this din, loisam is loisam, is only when it's going to aniyim. If you have a beautiful bika choylam who's requesting money, but it's not aniyim, it's a beautiful gemilas chesed, it's a beautiful organization, but it's not aniyim, You don't have a chiyuv. There's no lois ams, lois segwets, and not mitzvah tzedakah. Like Rav Yashiv, his kula might be a chumra, yeah. But so it has to be for anim. It would have to be an ani asking, or someone's asking on behalf of anim. Now, I would take it to the next step, that even a yeshiva who has anim, but if they're asking for anim and ashirim, I'm not mechuyev to give. Because unless they could make sure that every single dollar I give them goes to aniyim, I'm not mechuyev to lose money. I'm not mechuyev to say, okay, I want to get $1 to a nani, so I have to give a dollar to a nosh as well. I'm not mechuyev to do that. So it would come out, lani's daiti, this I didn't see anywhere, but lani's daiti, that if you'll get a letter from a yeshiva, unless you know that all the money is going to aniyim, you don't have lois amis of lois sikpais, the same teretz, because they're asking me for a sizable amount of money. Whatever money they're asking for, I cannot be certain that all my money is going to aniyim. And I'm not mechuyev to give to Ashir. Now I want to take it to another heter, which I think is applicable as well. Another heter is that very often they just yes response, and they have even if they give the envelope, they don't provide for return postage. Now, if they provide return postage, it's not a heter. But if they don't provide return postage, why am I mechuyev to spend 37 cents on 2 weeks from now 39 cents to be able to provide for aniyim? If the only one to come to my house because in the heter, I'll pay him. But I'm not mechuyev to lose another 37 cents on the deal to figure out how to get to the yoni. If he wants to somehow provide return postage, that's his cheshbon, then we could... You're not mechuyev. I'm trying to say you're not mechuyev to give at all. I'm saying, kol zman they don't provide return postage, then you're not mechuyev to give money at all, because you're not even lois amis, because I'm not mechuyev to spend...
You pay for the postage as part of the stocker, as far as they're concerned.
I'm not... But one second, we came out that for the minimal amount of tzedakah, all I'm mechuyev to give is shavar pruta, and really even less than shavar pruta. If they're asking to give 37 cents, I don't have to do it.
So
I don't have to give 37 cents.
But if they... you put in a penny, it's costing them 55 cents.
I think they
so that's a good. That might be a good. That might be a good answer. That even right. if they provide return postage, but a yois, if I'm only mechuyev mederaita to give a penny, and that's not going to be l'teivasim because they have to pay more than that for the response. So a bizarre, I'd be potter because of l'teivasim. They don't want me to send a penny more than that. I don't have to give them. So that might be a patur, and that would work maybe for all letters. That's a good one, but. Sorry? And therefore?
So when they're requesting the money, that really...
If an audience would go around, and he also gets sometimes turned down empty-handed, that doesn't, and he knows it's not 100% given that he's going to get tzedakah, so what? But every request is mechayev lavin. Now, Lamai says, I don't know why the tshuva, because I saw tzedakah mishra starts handling tzirufim, or maybe it was done aydei gabai, and maybe shalei b'fon, of different things, and maybe not oyva lavin. I'm not sure why they're busy with the lavin, because zadam yalka the lavin, you have an asay. If I know that there's an ani yedua who needs money, be aside, I should really have perhaps a mitzvah asay. Maybe they're worried about this thing, whether Kozman doesn't, it does, it's not established as a request. We don't done it as a request. Kozman is a request. I'm not mechuyev to give punktis on it. I can give to other anim. Maybe, but the bottom line at the end of the day is the minik pukham zi ma'amad abo. Most people just take these letters and just throw them out. And even though we learned that the Ben Moshe holds it, there's a lav on each letter you throw out. Laniz daiti yesh on milismoik. You don't have to respond to that. You should respond to the ones that you think are worthy. The return address from Matzisyahu Solomon. No, but he's the gabbai who's requesting. He's the gabbai who's requesting on behalf of Oni. And if you hold like the Kol Elio, you know that. Sorry, but you know that is the request. Well, you don't know who the Oni is yet, but you know from the outside. You know, poor story. They write on colorful letters on the outside envelope. You know already that is a request. Come on, we know it's a fan.
No, if he knew how little money I had, he would never send me that letter. It would just happen to be I happen to be on the list. He wouldn't have wasted his time.
All right.
All
right. Anyway, okay. I want to. There's a lot more to say, and I would really wanted to discuss this. Isaac Bimitz, Potter Bimitz, and a lot more. But I would like. It's a few minutes, 10-15 minutes left. I wanted. I know that tomorrow's Hanukkah. I think it'd be appropriate to talk a shtickel on Hanukkah, but negate tzedakah. So we're gonna have to leave it for not next week, for the following. Next week there's no shiur mitzvah because it's Hanukkah. In Hilchos Tzedakah. If you look in Tov Reish Ayin, Sifkot and Aleph, the Magen Avraham, happens to be the very first Magen Avraham in Hilchos Chanukah. And he says the following. It's not even going on a mechaber. It's even before Sivkot Na'alef, I should say. It's Hagdama to Hilchas Chanukah. Noyegin ha-na'orim ha-aniyim. It's a minig that na'orim ha-aniyim are l'saviv b'chanukah l'psokim. The minig was that the na'orim used to go around to be m'saviv al-psokim to collect tzedakah. Or b'sefer Chanukah Sabayis cost of tam l'zeh. In a sefer Chanukah Sabayis, there is a tam. He's not telling you what the tam is. So I called up Mechel Gross. I called him up and I said, do you have a sefer? Because I said that the Magen Avraham in the beginning of Hilchos Chanukah quotes a sefer, and before I even could say that, oh, you're looking for the Chanukah Sabayis, I'll fax it to you. So he faxed me the sefer, and probably the reason why the Magen Avraham didn't bring you down the time, because the time is Alpi Kabbalah. Anyone who can figure it out, I'll give you a copy. But I just want to take out a Nakuda. He has that the Milas Shemen Ba'at Bash is Minyan 21, which is a Shem Hashem, which is a Soid Niflo, because Chanukah in Atbash is also spells out Soid Tzedakah. And Ikka Tzedakah, I'm just saying it over. Ikka Tzedakah Tzvichalias Nitten Besoid, Kamei Bircha Shemen, Shayasamim in Ayin. All right. Now he says, B'Chanukah, now I just want to take out this Nakuda really, because he said, B'Chanukah Mechuiv Litein Beprat Lunarim Leim Dei Torah. The Magen Avraham, I guess, he left it out. Maybe he assumes that Na'arim al-Loim Dei Torah. But he says that the minig was that the Na'arim al-Loim Dei Torah used to be Mesavev ala Psachim. What's the time of this minig? So, I mean, I pick up Allah gladly after she could look at it, and if you explain it to me, very nice. But Alpi Nigla, what is the time? So the Mishabru brings down the Magen Avraham. He says, I'm Prima Godem that he gave a time to this minig. What's the time? So you look at the Prima Godem. Prima Godem says that Hayois, the Gzeira, was on the Shleisha Amudei Yailam, Torah Avodah Gemilas Chasadim. So out the gzeres of Yevonim on the Gemilas Chasadim, where Misasek or Machazik in the midst of Tzedakah, which is a form of Gemilas Chasadim. That's basically the Prima Godem. The Shail is, I mean, we could do many other forms of Gemilas Chasadim to be Mekayim this Amud Avoida, Amud like Amud Torah, Amud Avoida. Even if you want to do Amud Gemilas Chasadim, you can have other ways of doing of performing Gemilas Chasadim. Why Dafka Tzedakah? Also, what's the inin of Leng Dei Torah? What's the inin of Misavev Al Apsachim? Norim. There must be something more to it. So I found in a Kovit Sha'arei Torah, it was printed like 100 years ago, a Yachoin. If you look up in Chelek Dalet Ha'isofis Simen Aleph Ha'isvav, he brings down a pshat from Rabbi Yitzchak HaKohen Feigenbaum. And I want to adapt it a little bit. But Rabbi Yitzchak HaKohen Feigenbaum says like this, that the Pesach is where we perform the Presumi Nisa, and that's where we put the Menorah. The Chiv Menorah is Allah Pesach. So Kum Toi, so what's Menorah? Menorah is a dogma of Menorah. What does it represent? It represents Avodah. That's what we're trying to do. So he says, these Gimel Amudim of Torah Avodah Gimel Chasadim, we Mekayim the Avodah with the Menorah. And we want to be Mefarsim Neneis, it's Allah Pesach. In order to be Mekayim, the Amud, like the Prima Godem, the Amud of Gemilas Chesed, we're going to do Tzedakah, also Allah Pesach. But after the Anim should come Allah Pesach, while the Menorah is there, the Menorah at night, while the Menorah is burning. So you have on this Pesach, I have the Pesumei Nisa of Avodah, I'll now have the Pesumei Nisa of Gemilas Chasadim as well. I'll have Tzedakah, which is Gemilas Chasadim. And to be Maisif, I believe that that's why they have to be in the Arum Loim Dei Torah. Is the Arum Loim Dei Torah that represents they themselves are being mechuzik, you're being mechazik Torah, that they, the Na'arim, represent Torah. At that point, when you have the Na'arim Loim Dei Torah, and you give them tzedakah while your Chanukah is burning at that Pesach on your front door, that at that very moment you have a Parsumi Nisa Yemim Mekayim, the Gimel Amudei Olam. That's a pshat. Hey, that's one pshat. Sorry? Tell the Aniyim to learn Torah, what? Right, oh yeah, good. But that, okay. Now I want to share with you another pshat, but to understand this pshat, I should really give a hakdama. There are some who say that the reason, there are many pshatim I found into Santa Pshatim. There are some who say that's done, that just like on Purim we give Matanis Lev Yainim, so to Hanukkah we'll also give Matanis Lev Yainim, we'll also give Inyan Tzedakah. You see that the Inyan of Yamim Tovim is to give Tzedakah, so to then we'll give Tzedakah. And now I know, Bavon, that L'chari is not Pshat. Now, we know, the Rambam says in Perek Beis in Hukas Megillah, that mutav l'adam harbis b'matonis avyayinim malabis b'sudasa b'shloik manas reyot she'ein sham simcha gedayla mufura ela l'sameach lev anim v'yisayimim v'amonis v'geirim sham ha'sameach lev ha'amlolam ha'elu daim l'shchino she'enem malachis ruk shval malachis lev nikoyim. So you see, it's an inyan of simcha. Matonis avyayinim was a keem of simcha, because the greatest simcha a person could have is when he provides for anim. That's what the Ram says in the end of Perek Beis of Megillah. Means the end of Hilchas Megillah. So they want to say, who are them by Hanukkah? So good, so we'll give it away. Now, even though Grad the Ram and Perek Gimel and Hilchas Hanukkah is mashma in Halakha Gimel that they will kaveh a Hanukkah yimei simcha v'halam. So you see that there's a form of simcha for Hanukkah as well. But if you look in the Mechaba says not like that. We pask, and the Mechaba says in Sif Beis, Ribay ha-su'udis, shemar b'behem, the sudas that we make on Hanukkah, all the parties and all the Hanukkah sudas and the mesibis, is sudas for reshus. They're not sudas mitzvah. Shulikovim lemishta v'simcha. And if Rashi explain the chilek, Hanukkah, they were only kaveh the yontov of Hanukkah, the lahoidus alahalal, not for mishta v'simcha. Purim, on the other hand, was lahoidus alahalal and for mishta v'simcha. So by Purim, which is mishta v'simcha, there's an inyan of simcha. I understand why there's matanas of yenim of simcha. But by Hanukkah, that there's no inyan, there's no din of mishta v'simcha. Why then is there an inyan of matanas of yenim of Hanukkah? Why then are we mimikayim with them? Minig on Hanukkah, punkt on Hanukkah to give matanah laniyim. What's going on? So I want to share with you a pshat that my chavrusa helped me figure out. It was a Bnei Yisachar set up shop. I couldn't figure him out. He gave me Akdama shtickle, also shtickle, Kabbalah shtickle, but I'll tell you a nigla pshat maybe in Bnei Yisachar. Okay. We know that Hanukkah every single year that Hanukkah falls out, always falls out on Parshas Miketz. Right, that's how it is. Every single Shabbos Chanukah is Parshas Miketz. Why? So if you look in the Goyin says, Pshat is, that in Perek Mem Gimel, Pasek Tezayin, it says, Vaya Yosef Itam es Binyamin, Vayemel Asha Obeisa, Yehove Esa Anoshim HaBoisa, Utvoyach Tevach V'hochein, Ki Ita Yochlo Anoshim Batzoraim. If you look, where is Chanukah Merumis? If you look at the word, Tevach V'hochein, V'hochein is Vav Hei Chof Nun, and the Ches, the last letter of Tevach, right before Tevach V'Ochein, is the Ches, that's Chanukah. Tevach V'Ochein spells out Chanukah. That's what the Goyin says, and that's why every Shabbos Chanukah is always Parshas Miketz. If you look in the Gemara Chulin, the Gemara says, what Pshat Tevach Tevach V'Ochein? V'Ochein is, he was commanding his servants to remove the Gira Nosha in front of the brothers, because otherwise the Shvatim won't eat from the meat. They'll only eat if you remove the Gira Nosha. V'hochein is to remove the Gira Nosha. So you see, the inyan of V'hochein is Gira Nosha, to remove the Gira Nosha. What is the inyan of Mitzvah Deraisa, the Gira Nosha, right? The third Mitzvah Deraisa we have, you look in the Chinuch, what is the inyan of Gira Nosha? So he says, the Mitzvah Gira Nosha, the time of Gira Nosha, is the following. He says that the Sar started up and shepherded with and fought with Yaakov Avinu, and he was able to shepherd on Yaakov Avinu's Gira Nosha. That Muhammad represents the Muhammad Adiris of Klal Yisrael. We are always going to be shepherded by the Goyim. We're always going to have Nisyonis. We're always going to have the Umas Ha'ilam on our back. We're always going to have the fight, and they might be able to win a battle, but they will never win the war. We will always prevail. Yaakov Avinu, when he was able to beat the Sarai Shal Esav, that was a siman l'dayris, that even if they'll take a chepenu, he'll move the Gira Nosha a little bit, but we will always prevail. It's an inyan of Netzach Yisrael. We will always prevail. We will always win. That is what the Chinuch says is Pshat in Mitzvah Gira Nosha. And so too, that is the inyan of Chanukah. Our inyan of Chanukah, we're representing the Nes and the Rabban Biad Me'atim and Zaydin Biad Rizki Sarisecha. It's an inyan that no matter what, we could be outnumbered. And the odds are against us, but we will win. We will win. It will be a Netzach Yisrael. We will always prevail. And that is why the Gira Nosha, the Inyan of Chanukah, V'Hochein is Merum is here. It's because it's one and the same. The Inyan of Gira Nosha and the Inyan of Chanukah is one and the same. With that, we could understand the Bnei Yisachar. Bnei Yisachar says the Pshat in Magen Avraham, the Pshat in Minhag is as following. The Zohar HaKadosh says, what was the Inyan of Gira Nosha that he shtered the Gira Nosha? What was that Inyan? The Zohar says the Gira Nosha, the Yorech was the support. The Tamchin the Eraisa, the support of Torah. Sarush Aleisev will not be able to chepa Torah, but he will be able to chepa the supporters of Torah. His shlita could only be to chepa, to start up, to fight, to win a battle, will only be on the supporters of Torah. And that is the inyan. So he says that, the Bnei Yisrael says, this inyan of Gira Nosha is by Hanukkah. I couldn't figure out, that's why my chavrus helped me with this. Is the Gira Nosha, the inyan of Gira Nosha is by Hanukkah, is it's chepering the Tamchan Darais, and we celebrate Hanukkah to show that we will, Yisrael, Zaydim Darais Kisarasekho, we will prevail. So Memeli said that the minig was Bedavka, to give tzedakah, and to port Anim Loim Dei Torah, is because with this, we are showing Didonetz, we are showing Nitzkayas Yisrael, because it's not just Tam, like I was saying before, the Gimel Amudim. No, it's the Noisein, who is supporting now Torah, this Tamchin de Araisa, that is the Inyan of Hanukkah. Not only, the Bnei Yisrael says, Toich Dorim, not only do we have to support the Torah, because we have to have a Kursa Toiv to the Oiske Sarasecha, because the whole Hanukkah only came about through Zeydim Biar Oiske Sarasecha, but he says the Noisein as well, this minig is mitzad the noisin as well to dafka support loim dei Torah, because with this we are misakin this inin of what Sarah Shalaisev had the shlit on Tamchin Doraisa. We are faket. We are showing that we can overcome. We will prevail because our Tamchin Doraisa is not going to be chaperoned. We will support Anim loim dei Torah, and that is the yisoid of Hanukkah. All right, agud tovach.
For other tapes by Rabbi Kahan or for additional information, please contact Beis Din Meisharim at 732-905-3388. Thank you.